Literature Review Day 3. So today I read most of this paper, again talking about Carolean geometry. One of my collaborators found this article and pointed me toward it so that I could read and see how we can talk about Carolean geometry as it pertains to embedded null hypersurfaces. So in the last two literature reviews, I talked about the intrinsic structure of Carolean geometry, and what I learned from there is quite useful. However, the geometry there is kind of unlike things that I've seen before, but this paper that I was pointed to talks about Carolean geometry as it arises from extrinsic structures. So typically, if we want to talk about the intrinsic geometry of something, we might have some structure like a manifold, maybe a metric or a degenerate metric in the case of a Carolean manifold. Maybe there's a fundamental vector field like in a Carolean structure and so on. And then you can talk about curvatures and connections and all of those things. And that's great, except for a Carolean structure, it's very, very confusing. But if you instead think of that Carolean structure as being an embedded null hypersurface in a spacetime, which is the case I'm interested in anyway, you can actually induce a relatively simple structure on that Carolean manifold, on that null hypersurface. So this paper does precisely that. They use something called a rigging vector field, which is a vector that points off of the null hypersurface, and they use that to induce a connection on the null hypersurface, on the Carolean structure, and that connection isn't the kind of connection that I was talking about in last week's videos. This connection doesn't preserve the degenerate metric, it doesn't preserve the fundamental vector field, but it is induced from the external geometry. And that's super handy because then we have a relationship between the induced geometry on the null hypersurface and the bulk geometry in the spacetime. And at the end of the day, that's really what we're trying to figure out. We're trying to figure out that relationship. And it seems like this paper actually nails down a lot of it. We just have a little bit more investigating to do.